Hello, this is Dee, reading the Vermilion County News for August 17th. We'll begin our reading with the front page article entitled, 5 Days a Week, Most Westville Students Will Return to the Classroom, by Carol Rem, Westville. Rows of tall boxes containing stacks of new children's chairs fill the cafeteria at Judith Giacoma Elementary School in Westville this week, as the school prepares to reopen. On August 24th, the first day of school for Westville students, Principal Nathan Ford and Assistant Principal Katie White expect to welcome 450 of the school's total enrollment of 750 pre-kindergarten through sixth grade students. During Westville's registration that ended August 3rd, the majority of Judith Giacoma parents chose to send their children back to school for in-person learning 5 days a week. "It's going to look a little different," Ford said, as he and White removed the plastic wrap from 200 children's chairs that will furnish 9 classrooms. "All the kids will be provided with 2 masks, and they can wear fun ones from home," he said. "We also will provide all the school supplies. Students will eat breakfast and lunch in their classroom, but they will still participate in special programming, such as music, art, and physical education, although the classes might be modified." Teachers at Judith Giacoma already have returned to their classrooms and are working on them to prepare them for the new school year by removing some desks and moving the remaining desks farther apart so their students will be socially distanced. "We will be fully staffed," Ford said. "We will have 5 sections of grade levels. In addition, safety will be a priority at the school. Students will have their temperatures checked and will be asked questions about how they're feeling. Each student will be screened either at the door, or a bus monitor will be a screener and check the kids before they get on the bus." Ford said, "We're committed to being safe and trying to address all the issues. Our custodians have been working nonstop." White agreed. "We're ready, that's for sure. We've been planning for the return to school since mid-March." Parents preferred in-person. Westville Superintendent Seth Miller, whose board voted Wednesday night on the district's final reopening plan, said all of the Vermilion County school districts have been working hard to come up with reopening plans that are best for their students and families. Miller said Westville chose to offer 5-day-a-week in-person school, although the length of the school day is a little shortened to ensure safe arrivals and dismissals, because 2/3 of the district's parents who responded to a survey said they wanted their children to return to the classroom. In early June, the majority of parents preferred 5 days a week of in-person instruction. He said a third of the parents thought remote learning would work better for them. "We need to keep the buildings available for the families and students that need it for as long as we can," he said. Although high school and junior high students will not be issued lockers this school year, they will be allowed to carry book bags to minimize the need for collective gatherings between class periods. Students in all of the school buildings will not change clothes for PE. In addition, the start and end times at each school in the district will vary. Miller said he doesn't want any parents dropping off students as early as 6:45 a.m. at the schools. However, the district has set times to start receiving kids that are earlier than when the actual instruction starts. Also, students will not be allowed to congregate on the playground or cafeteria in the morning, but rather will be instructed to go directly to their classroom where they will eat breakfast. At Judith Giacoma Elementary School, students may begin arriving at 8 a.m., with instruction time beginning at 9 a.m. At Westville Junior High, students may begin arriving at 7:45 a.m., with instruction time starting at 8:30 a.m. At the high school, students may begin arriving at 7:30 a.m., with instruction time beginning at 8 a.m. It's usually a cattle chute at the end of the day, so the dismissal times will be staggered. Miller said, at Judith Giacoma Elementary School, walkers will be dismissed at 1:15 p.m., car riders at 1:30 p.m., and bus riders at 1:45 p.m. At Westville Junior High, dismissal time for walkers and car riders will be at 1:01 p.m. and 1:10 p.m. for bus riders. At the high school, dismissal will be at 12:58 p.m. for bus riders and 1:08 p.m. for walkers and car riders. Remote option. If a parent chooses remote learning for their child, they will do remote learning the whole time for the whole semester, Miller said. We have invested in a lot of online support. The district has designed this school year's curriculum so that the learning expectations will be the same for in-person instruction and remote instruction. Regardless of how the student is taught, either in-person or remote learning, students will be required to do similar work. All kids are going to have the same learning expectations, he said. Everybody is getting a learning device, either an iPad or Chromebook, whether they are in-person or remote learners. Classroom teachers also will be teaching the remote learners. The teachers will teach both, Miller said. All 20 kids will have the same assignment, and all kids will have the opportunity to interact with the teacher. I can see some homework being assigned in class, to watch a video at home, on the computer, or a Zoom meeting being held in the classroom with the remote learners so they can be part of the conversation, he said. This school year, the district is using online curriculum that has a variety of tools, such as videos and tests, available. Our teachers will be selecting the tools that will best support their lesson plans, Miller said. The district will reevaluate its reopening plan throughout the first semester to determine what learning options will best serve students for the second semester. Should there be a COVID-19 outbreak, prompting a mandate from the state and/or local public health officials, the district will transition into full-time remote instruction for all students. Miller said he's anxiously optimistic about the majority of Westville students being in the classroom 5 days a week. We will find a way to make this work, he said. I appreciate all the work the teachers have put in and the enthusiasm from the community and students who are eager to return to the classroom. Our next front page article is entitled County Districts Prepare to Reopen Schools by Carol Rem, Oakwood. Oakwood Superintendent Larry Maynard said all the school districts in Vermilion County, including his own, have worked for months to come up with a safe plan to reopen their schools. We're working against the biggest challenge we ever have faced educationally, he said. We're on a journey, and I've watched the excellent work by the other districts. For the last 2 months, a 15-member task force, comprised of employees, including food service, transportation, and special education, has been working on the latest draft of Oakwood's reopening plan. That plan, which gives Oakwood families a choice between a blended learning experience of in-person and remote learning, or all remote learning, was approved by the school board Wednesday night. 75% of registered students wanted to be back in school, and because of the number of students being so high, that forced us into a hybrid blended schedule, Maynard said. We surveyed the parents back in June. He said it was early, but we needed a temperature on how people were feeling about sending their kids back to school. The plan the board adopted is going to be a fluid, living document, he said. It's going to be revised and adapted as staff and students need it, and as the state changes its guidelines. Maynard said the task force is going to meet every 2 to 3 weeks. It's not going to be sitting on a shelf. A number of factors were important in developing the plan. It depends on your community, the registration, and how your staff is feeling, he said. Our registration was encouraging, Maynard said. The size of the enrollment really impacts the decision-making. Registration really drives it. The majority of our families have been registering to return to the classroom. Very few junior high families chose remote learning. the district is fully prepared to switch to all remote learning if need be. The district receives CARES, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, Act money that allowed it to purchase Chromebooks for every student. It allowed us to become one tune quicker. We were 2 years away otherwise. Maynard said about student access to technology. Oakwood's first day of school for students is August 26th, and Maynard is calling the process a slow entry because it has been a while since students and staff have been in a classroom. Yes, we're excited to see everyone, but we have to make sure we're providing a safe entry for staff and students, he said. Vermilion County superintendents met earlier this week at the Vermilion County Regional Office of Education, where Melissa Rome from the Vermilion County Health Department talked to the administrators about COVID-19. We have to prepare for not if, but when, Maynard said. It doesn't mean we're not taking this seriously, he said, of having students and staff return to the classroom. It doesn't have us so paralyzed with fear that we're not going to try. Plans around the county. No two school districts in Vermilion County have the same reopening plans. Bismarck Henning students will attend in-person instruction 5 days a week. Families also may choose to participate in all remote learning, but must stay with that choice until the end of the quarter or until midterm of the first semester if a high school student. The school hours for elementary students will be 8:05 a.m. to 3:05 p.m., and for junior high students, 8:10 a.m. to 2:10 p.m. Students will attend class as normal, as well as special programming such as music, PE, and library. Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin High School students will attend in-person instruction 5 days a week with early dismissal. School hours will be 8:15 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. Danville. All 5th through 12th grade Danville District 118 students will participate in all remote learning. The students will receive a district-issued Chromebook and will follow a modified school day Monday through Friday. Students will receive at least 2.5 hours of synchronous teachers and students online at the same time, learning each day. District 118 will use Google Classroom for all grade 5 through 12 students as its learning platform. Student hours for Southview Upper Elementary, grades 5 through 6, and Northridge Middle School, grades 7 and 8, are 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. Staff hours are 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Student hours for Danville High School and Kenneth D. Bailey Academy are 8 a.m. to 1:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. Staff hours are 7:25 a.m. to 3:10 p.m. Kindergarten through fourth grade students who choose blended learning will attend for 3 hours of in-person instruction during either a morning or an afternoon session, Monday through Friday. Half of the students in a class will attend in person in the morning, and the other half will attend class in person in the afternoon. Morning session hours are 7:45 to 10:45 a.m. Afternoon session hours are 11:45 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. Staff hours are 7:20 a.m. to 3:05 p.m. In-person instruction will include English Language Arts, ELA, math, and a brief daily physical education or music lesson. In addition, kindergarten through fourth grade students also will complete 2 hours of remote instruction at home that will include 30 minutes of physical education, 30 minutes of music, journaling, independent reading, math facts practice, and any homework that needs to be completed from the in-person school day. Once a month, elementary students will participate in an asynchronous day where all learning will be done remotely. Pre-kindergarten students who attend Southwest Elementary School will meet during either a morning or an afternoon session. Morning session hours are 8 to 10:40 a.m. Afternoon session hours are noon to 2:40 p.m. Staff hours, 7:20 a.m. to 3:05 p.m. Pre-kindergarten students who attend Edison Elementary School will meet during either a morning or an afternoon session. Morning session hours, 8 to 11 a.m. Afternoon session hours, noon to 3 p.m. Staff hours are 7:20 a.m. to 3:05 p.m. Georgetown Ridge Farm. All Georgetown Ridge Farm students will participate in home-based, all-remote learning for the first few weeks of the 2020-2021 school year. The district will track coronavirus data and reassess on September 15th to determine whether students can return to in-person learning in classrooms on September 21st. Hoopston area. The Hoopston area district provided families with the options of a blended learning experience of in-person and remote learning, or all remote learning. Maple and John Greer Elementary School students will attend in-person instruction 5 days a week with an early dismissal. School hours will be 8:20 a.m. to 1:05 p.m. Students also will be expected to complete 1 hour of remote learning daily. Hoopston Area Middle School and Hoopston Area High School students will attend in-person instruction 4 days a week on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays with an early dismissal. The school hours will be 8:20 a.m. to 12:20 p.m. Students also will be expected to complete 1 hour of remote learning daily. Wednesdays will be an all-remote learning day. Families also may choose to participate in all remote learning. Lessons will be provided that mirror the in-person learning option. Oakwood. The Oakwood District provided families with the options of blended learning experience of in-person and remote learning or all remote learning. Students will be divided by last name into groups named according to the district's school colors, purple and white. Students with last names starting with letters A through L will be in the purple group. Purple group students will attend school in person on Mondays and Thursdays and will work remotely on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Students with last names starting with letters M through Z will be in the white group. White group students will attend school in person on Tuesdays and Fridays and will work remotely on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Learning hours will be 8 a.m. to 1:50 p.m. for Oakwood grade school students and 8 a.m. to 1:40 p.m. for junior high and high school students. Staff hours are 7:45 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. Salt Fork. All Salt Fork students will attend in-person instruction 5 days a week starting October 5th. Starting on the first day of school for students on Thursday, August 20th, all Salt Fork schools will follow a blended day schedule through October 2nd due to the lack of air conditioning in the schools. Families also were given an all-remote learning option. North Elementary and South Elementary students will attend 4 hours of in-person instruction 5 days a week from 8:05 a.m. to 12:35 p.m. Students will go home to complete 1 hour of remote activities in PE and music. Junior high and high school students will attend 3 hours and 45 minutes of instruction 5 days a week from 8:15 a.m. to 12:20 p.m. Students will go home to complete 1 hour and 15 minutes of remote activities split among their classes. Pre-kindergarten will attend 2 hours of in-person instruction 5 days a week. Morning sections will attend from 8:05 to 10:05 a.m. and afternoon sections will attend from 10:35 a.m. to 12:35 p.m. Pre-kindergartners will go home to complete 30 minutes of remote activities. Starting October 5th, the district will transition to an early dismissal schedule 5 days a week for the remainder of the fall semester. The school hours will be North Elementary and South Elementary, 8:05 a.m. to 2:15 p.m., junior high and high school, 8:15 a.m. to 2:05 p.m., and pre-kindergarten morning sections, 8:05 to 10:35 a.m. and afternoon sections 11:45 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. Remote students will be held to the same standards as in-person students when it comes to grades and whether they successfully pass a course or are promoted to the next grade level. At the elementary schools, one teacher at each grade level will be assigned to teach remote learning students full-time for that grade level. Westville. The Westville District provided families with the options of in-person instruction or all remote learning. In-person instruction will be 5 days a week with an early dismissal. Judith Giacomo Elementary students will be allowed in the building starting at 8 a.m. Breakfast will be served and available in classrooms before 8:45 a.m. School starts at 9 a.m., dismissal for walkers at 1:15 p.m., car riders at 1:30 p.m., and bus riders at 1:45 p.m. Westville Junior High students will be allowed in the building starting at 7:45 a.m. Breakfast will be served and available in classrooms before 8:20 a.m. School starts at 8:30 a.m., dismissal for walkers and car riders 1:01 p.m., dismissal for bus riders 1:10 p.m. Westville High School students will be allowed in the building starting at 7:30 a.m. Breakfast will be served and available in classrooms before 7:50 a.m. School starts at 8 a.m., dismissal for bus riders at 12:58 p.m., dismissal for walkers and car riders at 1:08 p.m. And now we'll turn to our obituaries. The first is Robert Bob Dilley, 89, of Hoopston, Illinois, passed away at 9:55 a.m. Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, at Iroquois Memorial Resident Home in Watseka, Illinois. A visitation was held on Thursday, August 13th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Anderson Funeral Home in Hoopston. A funeral service was held at 10 a.m. Friday, August 14th, at Anderson Funeral Home. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, anyone that attended the visitation or funeral was recommended to wear a face covering, and groups of 50 were allowed in at the building at one time. The burial followed at Floral Hill Cemetery with military rites accorded by the American Legion, Post 384. Memorials may be made to the Hoopston Multi-Agency, 206 South 1st Avenue, Hoopston, Illinois, or IMH Resident Home, 200 East Fairman Avenue, Watseka, Illinois, 60970. On Friday, July 31st, 2020, Bradley Ross, after a long battle with Alzheimer's, entered into eternal life at age 87. Arrangements entrusted to Covenant Funeral and Crematory, Crocs family owned and operated. Lori Ann Birch, age 58, of Tangier, passed away on Tuesday, August 11th, 2020, at home. Cremation was chosen with a private family viewing. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be given in Lori's memory to your favorite charity. Marilyn Elizabeth Morgan Trimble, 77, of Rossville, Illinois, departed to be with face-to-face with the Lord on Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. A celebration of her life will be held at the White Oak Barn in Kennecuck Park on Friday, September 11th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Please bring a covered dish and copies of photos to share. There will also be a guest book for all to sign. No flowers, please, and all are welcome. Scott Allen Pearson, 41, passed unexpectedly on Sunday, August 9th, 2020. A wake will start at 6 p.m. August 28th at 2709 South U.S. Highway 51, Janesville. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. August 29th at the same place. And there's one more front page article entitled DAC Trustees to Consider VP Selection by Carol Rem, Danville. Natalie Page, Dean of Academic Services at South Suburban College, has been selected as the new Vice President of Academic Affairs at Danville Area Community College. Although her appointment won't become official until the DAC trustees approve Page's selection at next Thursday's board meeting, The plan is for Paige to begin her DAC tenure on September 14th. As DAC's next chief academic officer, she will become the face of teaching and learning at the college. Paige will replace Executive Vice President of Instruction and Student Services, Dave Keatsman, who retired at the end of June after 50 years with the college. Kathy Sturgeon, who has been Dean of Math, Science, and Health Professions since 2011, served as Interim Vice President of Academic Affairs since July 1st. A college-wide screening committee reviewed resumes and applications from 50 candidates. The committee then selected 7 candidates for Zoom interviews. The 7 were further winnowed down to 3 finalists, 1 local and 2 from the Midwest, who were interviewed in person last month by DAC President Stephen Nacko and his executive team. Paige has worked for more than 4 years as the Dean of Academic Services at South Suburban College in South Holland. Her prior experience at South Suburban included 6 years as a tenured faculty member in communications. This followed similar full-time faculty roles at Lewis University in Romeoville and Kennesaw State University in Georgia. Earlier this year, Paige completed her doctorate in community college leadership from Northern Illinois University. Her dissertation focused on improving the success rate of students from underrepresented groups. She also has a master's degree from Governor State University in instructional design and technology. Her bachelor's degree from Michigan State University is in advertising and marketing. As the Vice President of Academic Affairs at DAC, Paige will lead a team that includes 4 academic divisions as well as online learning, assessment, and the Hoopston Higher Learning Center. Nacko said Paige is the right person at the right time for DAC and cites her experience as an academic leader and in helping institutions adhere to the Higher Learning Commission's standards on assessment. He also said she's a powerful advocate for teaching and learning, which is what our faculty as well as our students need from the college's chief academic officer. Nacko said he appreciated the considerable time and careful thought that faculty and staff on the screening committee invested in selecting the 3 finalists, and he thanked the executive committee for assisting him with in-person interviews. Nacko also praised Sturgeon, who served in the role of interim vice president, saying she jumped right in and kept the momentum going following Dave Keatsman's retirement. Our next article is entitled District 118 Sets In-Person Registration Days by Carol Rem Danville. Danville District 118 parents will have the opportunity to attend an in-person registration event next week at Liberty Elementary School, 20 East Liberty Lane. The times for registration are from 8 a.m. to noon Wednesday and from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday. Parents and guardians that need to register new students to the district should pick up a paper registration packet at the Dr. David L. Fields Administrative Service Center, 110 East William Street, prior to the registration event. The packet and supporting documentation must be completed in its entirety and brought to Liberty Elementary School during the registration event for a student to be considered registered. Parents must bring copies for the district of all required documentation, including birth certificate, driver's license, and residency information. Parents must make these copies before they come to the registration event. Families that need to register returning students will be given their username and password for the Skyward Family Access Portal and will log in on a computer to register their students. COVID-19 safety measures will be in place. Only the parent or guardian may come to register. No children or other family members will be allowed. All persons attending must wear a mask and will have their temperature checked. Social distancing will be in place at all times. This has been Dee reading the Vermilion County News for August 17th. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to reading with you again soon.